In a recent conversation with me, Bill Owens, you said that one of the things your constituents want to know the most is, why can't you guys get along? Why can't you?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we are in a situation where people have become locked in on ideology, and I think that that's very unfortunate. And I will say this to you, it's ideology on both sides of the aisle.
Interesting.
And people are not willing to have a conversation about the facts. And, you know, frequently when you listen to what somebody else has to say, you learn something. But if you're not listening, you never learn. And I think that's very unfortunate. I happened to be at a meeting with some folks up along the river, the St. Lawrence River. The group is called Save the River, very interested in a program that's going to alter how the St. Lawrence River flows. And one of the women said that, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but not to their own set of facts. And, of course, we know who said that, Daniel Patrick Moynihan. And that's a theme that I talk to all the time.
You're in a district which has a lot of Republicans in it, and you're a Democratic congressman. So you have to, it seems to me, be bringing, you know, folks together. Is that a tough job?
Well, you know, it's not. It really isn't. I think that people are looking for that, are absolutely looking for somebody, A, to tell them the truth, if you will, and be candid about issues. And secondarily, they're looking for people who are trying to solve problems. And they recognize that the only way you solve problems is by compromise with other people. Because many times there are other good ideas out there. Not only are there other good ideas, but there are what I refer to as competing goods. Oftentimes, it's not good and evil. It's competing goods.
So you're learning about your new district. What are you learning?
Well, I'm learning that there are, in many cases, great similarities. You know, there's a great concentration in the district of agriculture, great concentration on tourism. You know, we have Lake George. We have areas in Herkimer County that are also very reliant on tourism, and that was true throughout the rest of the district. We also have people who are suffering from a lack of employment, so people are very interested in my experience in economic development, and we talk to that issue all of the time.
So what did you pick up? What are the new areas?
Well, the new areas are the bottom half of Essex County, Washington, Warren, the top half of Saratoga County. Then I picked up the balance of Fulton County that I didn't have, and most of Herkimer County.
How come? I mean, why? What was the sense in constructing the district that way, as you understand it?
Well, you know, the congressional districts were drawn by a judge. They were not a negotiated outcome, as were the state Senate and state assembly districts. So the judge essentially looked at the district and, at least as she said in her decision, was looking for commonality of interest. And one of the things that happened, obviously, was that the Adirondack Park is now completely within my district. I have the entire blue line.
Is that problematic for you? You know, there are definitely lines drawn there. I hear from one, well, just questionable fellow every once in a while, who hates the Adirondack Park Agency. So, and there are those who live in the park who want more business opportunities. There are those people who really think the park has to be kept absolutely pure. How do you deal with that?
Well, there are clearly, and that's a great example of competing goods.
Yep.
It really is. You have people who are very interested in keeping the park as an environmentally pristine place. I think that's a very good outcome. You have people who want to make sure that there's economic development in the park. I think that's a very good outcome. The question is, how do you balance those two concerns, and how do you get people to have a conversation about it and to act reasonably? Because no one is ever going to, or rarely are we going to see people act perfectly. They need to understand they have to act reasonably.
Have you been subjected to super PAC money?
Well, yes, we have. Recently, the Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, ran ads.
And they're a fairly conservative, Republican-oriented group.
I would say that's true. And they ran ads against me as a result of my vote for the Affordable Health Care Act.
Do you answer something like that, or is there a way to answer it?
Well, you know, we don't, because our view of that is that typically those kinds of ads don't generate a lot of activity in the district.
When they spend all that money and they flood the television and radio airwaves, what do you hear back? I mean, you know, I get criticized, believe it or not, every once in a while, some conservative blogger, columnist, that kind of thing, and I never hear anything. I'm just wondering whether it's the same with you when they do these ads.
We hear a little bit, but the level is very, very low, very low. And I think part of that is because I've been very clear about my position mm-hmm. on the health care bill. I've been very clear about how I think it needs to be modified, what we need to do to the overall health care system to make it function better.
Well, let me in on it.
Well, there are a number of tremendous programs that are in the health care bill, and we need to make sure that we keep them and continue to work them. The goal, clearly, in my view, for healthcare is to, A, make the outcomes better and reduce cost. And that can be done, I think, in a broad spectrum of ways. One of the programs that's operating up here in the northeastern part of my district is a medical home. That's a very important concept. We're now seeing what are called accountable care organizations, or ACOs, being created by physicians. Eventually, in my view, they'll include hospitals.
Bill, what are they?
Well, basically what they are is both of these entities, a medical home and an accountable care organization, are entities that are trying to bring people into the system and manage their care at the primary care level mm-hmm. so that people are getting care when they need it. They're receiving reminders to take medication, to make sure that they make their doctor's visits, so that we don't have people either going into the hospital or returning to the hospital, both of which are very expensive to the healthcare system. So it's trying to make sure that the care is managed. And I know that that sometimes makes people nervous, but this really is to the benefit of the patient and to the system. And if we could become more effective and efficient at this, we would ultimately drive down medical costs and, in my view, improve outcomes.
The Supreme Court is about to let us know whether they think the Affordable Health Care Act is legal or not, constitutional or not. Do you have your crystal ball out?
Well, I don't. I think that the case is going to depend upon how Justice Kennedy votes. His questioning, I thought, was unfortunately probably predominantly in the negative. But
he's supposed to be a libertarian making people buy health care insurance. Doesn't seem like what a libertarian would want.
No, it doesn't. But he did ask a question, and he asked whether or not if Congress had essentially paid for this by a tax on Medicare, would that have been legal? And I believe both sets of counsel said that it would have been. So he, I think, understands this issue, and I'm sure is struggling with it because he does have libertarian leanings. But at the same time, I think even the Supreme Court understands that we're paying for those who don't have insurance anyway. And I find that somewhat paradoxical that people fail to recognize that because others don't have insurance, that we are in fact paying for it. And we pay for it in a wide variety of ways, but the most obvious is someone who doesn't have insurance goes to the emergency room, they get treated, it's more expensive in the emergency room, and it gets added into what we pay for Medicaid, Medicare, and our own health insurance premiums with private insurers.
Bill Owens, always great to talk to you. We'll see you soon.
Take care, Alan.